The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Chapter 21. Transformation. Fitness is a good metaphor to explain transformational value creation. You could run a fitness club as an old factory thinker or as a new factory thinker. The old factory thinker would provide facilities and exercise programs. The new factory thinker would help its members achieve a transformation in their overall health and fitness. As you'll see, these two approaches are worlds apart. Most fitness clubs today are run as old factories. They lease space and fill it with exercise equipment. They hire fitness instructors and offer classes such as aerobics, yoga, spinning, and weightlifting. Typically, they charge a monthly membership fee competitive with other fitness clubs. So far, so good. But the problem is, most people who join fitness clubs don't get in shape. They start off with good intentions, but after a few months their commitment wears off and they stop going to the club. If they do go to the club, their exercise efforts are haphazard and not part of an overall wellness plan. Of course, a small percentage of the members are self-motivated and get in great shape, but the large majority do not. They need more guidance, but they don't get it because the club sees its role as a provider of facilities and services. In their opinion, it's up to the customer to make the best use of them. Fitness-oriented new factory thinkers take a different approach. They provide transformational value. They do whatever is required to help people transition from out of shape to in shape. They start by thinking deeply and holistically about the problem, looking at the widest possible pattern. They see that many people are unnecessarily overweight, physically weak, and in poor health. They see that the fragmented products and services provided by old factory fitness and health companies are not working together to their fullest potential. To solve this big problem, they envision people achieving their ideal weight, becoming stronger, and optimizing their wellness by working through an holistic step-by-step transformational process. New factory thinkers work with the concepts of an anti-model and a model. The anti-model is a detailed description of how their customers are out of shape. The model is a detailed description of how their customers will be in shape once they have achieved the transformation. The purpose of the new factory is to help its members make the transformation from the anti-model to the model. It facilitates the transformation by bringing together all of the necessary resources, experts, and strategies. It pulls these resources together from different fields. In the case of a fitness new factory, they might use a combination of yoga, nutrition, cognitive behavioral therapy, and sleep hygiene to achieve the transformation. Providing this type of a transformational process can generate more revenue and higher profit margins for a new factory. Sticking with the fitness example, an old factory fitness club might charge $50 to $100 a month for membership, while a new factory fitness transformer could charge $5,000 for their process. Of course, you might counter that no one will pay $5,000, but I disagree. There are plenty of people who will pay for a proper process that works rather than waste money on a fitness club membership they never use, or an app that doesn't ultimately achieve the desired result. Providing transformational value addresses one of the inherent downsides of the old factory economy. Most old factories merely treat problems, they don't cure them. Why? Because old factories don't have an incentive to cure a problem. They make money by continuously treating a problem. Curing it would not be in their best interest. We see this issue in just about every sector of the old factory economy, including healthcare, financial services, education, and consumer products. But new factory thinkers make money by curing problems once and for all. They put aside their former new factory biases and bring together all the necessary resources and people to make it happen. And they are able to charge higher prices because the value they provide is far superior to the limited and fragmented value provided by their old factory competitors. So how do you build a transformational process? Let's use the fitness metaphor again. If you want to get people in shape, start by articulating the anti-model and the model. Then plot the first version of the transformation process, what you believe might work. Let's say you outline a 9-stage process called the Great Shape Formula that stretches over a 6-month period. Then find volunteers to act as guinea pigs and take them through a beta test of the process. Along the way, learn what works and what doesn't. based on the trials, take steps out and put other ones in. Reorder the steps and refine how each step is done. Each time you take a person through the process, think about how to make it better. Done in this way, it's inevitable that you will develop an effective transformational process. It might take 10 or 100 iterations, but eventually you will create a polished process that works. You will also have a group of participants who have achieved the model and can testify to the efficacy of the process. At this point, you can start charging premium prices for it. Once you have your transformational process refined and packaged, you can provide it in many different ways. You can offer it at your fitness club as an additional service. You can license the process to other fitness clubs. Or you can provide it online in a virtual manner and not own a fitness club at all. The transformational value strategy builds on the other value creation concepts we have already discussed. Your transformational process will achieve better results with less resources, time, money, and effort. You will bring to the table resources that are underutilized, such as nutritionists who don't have enough clients, or yoga techniques that are rarely taught. You will bring people together, both participants and experts. You will fit together all the pieces of the health and wellness puzzle that are fragmented in the old factory marketplace. You will also provide objectivity. You won't push fitness products and services. You will look for the absolute best solutions, even if they are provided by competitors. Transformational value can be provided in any industry and any type of business. It can be implemented quickly and with little upfront capital. It begins with a clear intention to help others achieve a transformation, to go from being out of shape to being in shape. You can start with one willing participant. Even if you do not yet have all the required resources, you can still try to help them achieve the ideal model and realize better results. Start by thinking deeply about your customers. What is the anti-model they are stuck in? Go into detail. Then imagine the model. What is the ideal condition they could achieve? Then think about what's needed to make the transformation from the anti-model to the model. Try out your process on one person. Then a second and a third. Refine the process. Strive to make it better. Then offer the process to your members for a fee. Once you start thinking in terms of transformations, the value creation part of your brain will light up. You will come up with an endless stream of ideas and strategies. Your thoughts will be more focused, integrated, and less scattered. You will know exactly where you are taking your customers, and will be better able to explain this aspiration. You will also feel more confident that you can help your members achieve the model. One last note on this topic. This book is all about transformational value. My big goal is to help you to make the transformation from old factory thinking to new factory thinking. I want you to overcome the old factory anti-model and achieve the new factory model. I am also giving you a process to help you make that transformation. So, what is the transformation you want to help your members achieve?